Chairman of a cooperative bank accused of being involved in a 1.25 billion rupees scam remanded to 1 week police custody in Nagpur. The chairman of the Nagpur District Central Cooperative Bank, Sunil Kedar, has been remanded to 5 days police custody as part of investigations into some government bond deals. However, the central bank is examining the cooperative bank's books to see whether brokers involved in the deals worth nearly 1.25 billion rupees diverted funds that the cooperative bank gave them to purchase bonds.
Court ne kaha ki ye for the purpose of the fair investigation, PCR is necessary. You can contact, you can have the dialogue, you can have interrogation with the Kedar and also the other companies, other directors, which are on the broker also situated at different places.
However, Sunil Kedar's lawyer said there was no need for police remand.
For the sake of interrogation, why do they need this thing? 7 days of PCR. The FIR which was lodged by us had already covered the names and details of everything. So there was no need as such of 7 days PCR, but even the Infos Court has given it.
Officials of the Crime Investigation Department said further investigations in the case was in progress.
Investigations have begun 2-3 days back. So, yes, they are in progress. Our officer has gone to Mumbai. We have requested to seal the office of the Home Trade.
Kedar is a member of the Nationalist Congress Party, which is a coalition partner in the state government. India's government bond market was involved in a major scandal in 1992, and the central bank has since put in place a rule requiring bonds to be delivered on payment. Poonam Jagar, ANI.